Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden went to Kenosha, Wisconsin today. Biden and his wife met with the family of Jacob Blake, the black man whose shooting by police nearly 2 weeks ago sparked unrest there. It was 2 days ago that President Trump visited the area, celebrating law enforcement and highlighting the violence and property destruction that came in the wake of protests in Kenosha. Trump also downplayed issues of systemic racism, which was much of Biden's focus today. NPR political correspondent Asma Khalid is traveling with Biden and joins us now from Milwaukee, where she is currently on a campaign bus. Hi, Asma.
Hi there.
Asma, would you tell us more about what Joe Biden has been doing in Kenosha today?
Yeah, you know, as you mentioned, Sasha, he met with members of Jacob Blake's family. He also was on the phone with Jacob Blake himself, who joined from a hospital bed. And we were told that they prayed together, and one of the attorneys said that they did discuss issues of, you know, police interactions with minority communities. It is worth noting, Sasha, that when Donald Trump was here a couple of days ago, he did not meet with any members of Blake's family. His message really primarily focused on law and order.
And President Trump has been aggressive about that law and order message. You know, he's been telling voters they would be unsafe if Biden is elected. How did Biden push back on that claim today?
Yeah, that's right. That has been a real big focus of President Trump's recently. And, you know, Joe Biden mentioned a story about some of the president's remarks after the incident in Charlottesville, Virginia, a couple of years ago, where the president referred to very fine people on both sides. And this is how Joe Biden sees that rhetoric.
Not all his fault, but it legitimizes. It legitimizes the dark side of human nature.
And Sasha, you know, he referred to the fact that he felt like the president has enabled some of the behavior that has sprung up in communities like Kenosha afterwards. You know, it's worth pointing out that, as you mentioned, President Trump has really tried to suggest that Joe Biden is weak when it comes to issues of public safety. Biden, for his part, did reiterate today that he sees no place for rioting and looting and burning, and none of that behavior is justifiable. But at the community meeting where we were, you know, we were told a couple of members of law enforcement were present. To my knowledge, I didn't hear any police officer speak. And you can imagine this is going to be a theme that the President Trump tries to continue to hit Joe Biden on.
Asma, Wisconsin is obviously a crucial swing state in this year's election. It's where Hillary Clinton famously, maybe infamously, never went during the general election in 2016. Now, due to the coronavirus, Biden has mostly been staying close to his home in Delaware. So how much, if at all, can we interpret today's trip as a sign of urgency from the Biden campaign to get out more?
Oh, Sasha, I think it very much suggests this level of urgency. I mean, no doubt this trip was taking place to deal with the racial tension, specifically in Kenosha. But there was very much an underlying tone that this is a campaign trip. There was a point at the end of this community meeting where Joe Biden laid out the fear that some folks in underprivileged communities feel, and his fear about, you know, not turning out to vote.
People are going to be so frustrated, particularly in the communities that need the help the most, need to be treated most clearly and equally. They're going to say, it's not worth it at all. I'm not going to vote. A guy was a very good friend of mine. Talked to him 2 days before he died. John Lewis. As John said, the only answer is to vote.
And Sasha, there was this local stop later in the afternoon here in Wisconsin, and Joe Biden, as he was walking out of it, was greeted by a number of supporters, and he turned around to say, don't forget to vote. You know, this is a common theme from Democrats, and the former vice president will be getting out more on the campaign trail. That's what he has said, and we've gotten word from his campaign that he intends to be in Michigan next week.
That's NPR's Asma Khalid traveling with the Biden campaign in Wisconsin. Asma, thank you.
You're welcome.